Street Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. B Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. B Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. B Unique Hair Salon, phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, it's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this morning. We welcome you to the OPT Network. And we also want to take the time to welcome all of our visitors to Central Louisiana, most especially the Twin Cities, Alexandria and Pineville, as it is Little League time in the city of Alexandria. And we've got visitors from all parts of Louisiana, from Lafayette, from Bossier City, Shreveport, Bossier City area, also Jackson, Jonesboro, that is, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Also, Avoyelles Parish has traveled in, and it has been an incredible, incredible weekend. But before we start talking about Little League and baseball, I know that all of you have followed the news and have read and heard and watched what's happened in Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, the massacre where 12 people were killed and 58 more were injured. So as we start our Monday morning, I know that many of you have prayed for the families and for the city of Aurora, Colorado. And we want to remember them in our hearts and in our prayers this morning, because as we wake up this Monday morning full of hope and full of life, it just lets you know how uncertain life is. People just simply attending a movie, not expecting anything other than to see their favorite movie and to see the upcoming and opening movie, The Dark Knight, really has an ominous name. And, you know, to be killed and injured at a movie is almost unthinkable. And so what it tells us is that we have to pray, you know, and as the folks of Colorado went into prayer on yesterday, especially the mayor came out and he talked about the city and he said, you know, we are family. We are hardworking people who believe in the goodness of our fellow man. It just lets you know that we're living in some uncertain times and that we've got to stay prayed up. And, you know, it's almost cliche-ish that we don't know the hour, we don't know the day or the time, but our hearts and our thoughts are with the city of Aurora, Colorado this morning, and the state of Denver, Colorado, I'm sorry. And we just want to remind you, if you're driving in this morning and you're feeling like, oh no, it's Monday, well, I really, really want you to shake yourself loose. Remind yourself that God is good, that you're alive this morning. Doesn't matter what happened last week. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Today is a new day. And possibility exists in today. And if you're thinking about how crummy Monday is as you're getting your work week started, well, just think about our friends and our family in Aurora, Colorado, and say, you know what? This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will purpose in my heart to rejoice and be glad in it. And when you look at how great this day in your life is, as you're getting your work week started, you should face it with gratitude and hope, and to know that if you're here, if you're driving in, if you're already sitting at your office, it speaks to the possibility of the greatness of today. And this is what we want to talk about every single day. The greatness of this day. The possibility that lies within. So you know what? If you were feeling down and you were saying, woe is me, go ahead and shake yourself. Take a deep breath and remember what we say every single beginning of the work week, every single Monday. You can have what you say. And because we know that's true, you might as well say what you want to have. Start by putting yourself aside and saying a prayer for those families who have lost their loved ones for simply going to a movie, things that we've all done a million times, never, never thought that there could be danger or harm in that, and be grateful. Love the people that you love today. Love on somebody and let them know that you appreciate them and that you're grateful for them. Love yourself today. But most importantly, use today to be the best you. Don't use today to be an excuse about why you can't stand Monday. Well, you know what? Monday is an incredible day. We're going to start to change our minds about the way that we feel about Monday, because we can't get to the weekend without getting started. And you know what? There's no better way than to start. So you know what? As you're getting your morning going, get started on the right foot. It doesn't matter if you've started off wrong. All you've got to do is change your mind. And when you change your mind, the man will go. The man will follow the mind. The body will follow the mind. So whatever you're thinking, just turn it around and say, yes, I can. I can have what I say. I believe I can have what I say. And I say, today is going to be a great day. Listen, if you haven't peeked out, it's a beautiful day. The fog is lifting as we traveled in from Cheneyville this morning. It's lifting. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful, cool morning. And we've had a very, very great weekend. It was rainy at times, but it was really, really great. We're going to send some special shout outs to some folks that we met at the Little League tournament. Great people. And you know what? We want to remind you that we've got a city full of families. We've got kids. We've got adults. A lot of them are not familiar with our great city. So we want to remind you to be courteous, be patient, especially around the traffic circle. It's called the roundabout if you're using your GPS. And make sure that you're patient and kind to those people that are visiting Alexandria, because there's lots of folks in our hotels and our restaurants. And we've got a huge, huge heart and a huge spirit of hospitality. So we want to remind you to just be warm. And I know you are. I know you are. But when we come back, we're going to tell you about the Little League tournament, what's happening, some of the highest level of play happening right here in our town. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get on the right financial path with your pathway finder, Carol Kinder. Your pathway advisor, that is, Carol Kinder. The number to phone, Carol, is 318-448-8600. And what do I mean about getting on the right financial path? Well, if you've got a 401k plan, you don't quite know what to do with it. You don't know what it's really doing. You can't understand. You've come into money, an inheritance, a settlement, lawsuit, what have you. And sometimes we see people that come into money, and because they really don't understand how to handle that money, they mismanage it. And a lot of times it's gone within a year or two. And so if you have money, a substantial amount of money, and you need financial advice, the number to phone is 318-448-8600. And that's Carol Kinder. Also, get to the right financial state again with Carol Kinder. State Farm agent Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is right on point to serve you in Rapides Parish. The number to phone is 318-487-8600. 1-888-1-881. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. It doesn't matter if your car is a domestic or it's foreign vehicle. It doesn't matter. Daryl's Auto Service is there to serve you. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. And Be Unique Hair Salon, that's Nora Clayton and her team. You can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday. The number to phone is 318-442-7204. I tell you one thing, as we grace the microphone this morning, we had an exciting weekend filled with Little League Baseball. And I tell you, if you've got kids that play sports, especially baseball, there was no reason why you shouldn't have been at the baseball park this weekend. It was an incredible weekend, and the tournament is still going on. Well, our team, of course, is the Voyles Little League, and we got eliminated last night, but it was just still, DC, it was an incredible journey for our kids, and hopefully they learned a little bit more about competing at the next level. And so each time that they go to state, hopefully they grow a little bit. And what you're dealing with are a lot of what you call travel ball teams. I don't know. You guys know we're avid sports fans, and I say that all the time when I'm talking about sports and when we're talking about sports. But, you know, it was bigger than that, because last year when we went, it was in Lake Charles, and this year Alexandria is getting an opportunity to host the tournament. And before we start talking about the tournament play, I just want to talk about what an incredible job that the city of Alexandria and all of the folks surrounding and involved with this tournament have done. It has been done with such a spirit of excellence, from the staff that runs the concession, to the people who are collecting the money, to the people who are keeping the feel, DC, right on point. I mean, after every game, there's such a spirit of excellence to get out there, get the feel done, get it rechalked, get it ready for the next game. And also, the umps who call the game have just been really, really consistent, really fair across the board, and just such a spirit of excellence. And so, like I said, the tournament has been going on all weekend, started on Friday, and it continues. And we have been meeting some of the most incredible parents and kids. And as I said earlier, it really, really helped us see how other kids from other cities compete. And this morning we want to send a special shout out to the South Lake Charles team and some of the folks that we met on last night. We met Miss Cynthia. Her son is L. Wayne. He plays for Lake Charles. And let me tell you, they have got an incredible, incredible team. Joe and Kathy Banks, their son is Kirkland Banks. He's just a bull. I mean, he is a kid that was so exciting to watch, DC. I mean, and I said to his parents when we met them, because, you know, sometimes you can see kids out on the field and they just catch your attention with the love of the game, with not only great talent. Well, that's what Kirkland spoke to us. He was he's a talented young man, and he just had a sweet spirit about him. He had so much energy, but he has the gift. And that's the thing that we noticed about him immediately. So we were super excited to meet his parents, Joe and Kathy Banks, and they minister, they're pastors down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I mean, they're just people from all across the state. We met Melissa. Her son was one of the pitchers for South Lake Charles. His name is Logan Guillory. His parents were out there, and just the list goes on and on and on of people that we met. But you know what DC and I were saying late last night as we were traveling home, because we stayed for most of the game. We didn't stay for the end of the Lake Charles Jackson game. The Jackson team is from Jonesboro, Louisiana. But we said, you know, it is so much nicer to be nice to people. And we want a purpose in our heart, and we wanted to share this with you guys as well. As you're going about your day, just see how many people you can engage and just be friendly with and just be nice. Nice begets nice most of the time. You know, when you're friendly with people, people are usually friendly back. And that, it's so comforting to know that more times than not, when you're friendly, people are friendly back. They just simply reciprocate. If you smile at somebody, usually somebody smiles back. And it makes their day, and maybe even their week or that moment, better. And so I'm telling you, this morning we're waking up and we're just getting our energy back. You know, we took some time last night. Of course, it was a late night. Today is the day that we do our deliveries for our seniors at the food bank. So not only did we have to, when we finished the game, we had to travel past our home to go get ready for that this morning. But I mean, it was so worth it. It's so incredible to see parents engaged with their kids and the teams cheering each other on and the parents cheering, you know, their team on. And so Saturday night, we got the opportunity to watch Lafayette play. And for you sports fans, Lafayette's team, D.C., last year went to the World Series.
Yes.
And so how exciting was it for us to watch Lafayette?
It was absolutely exciting. And a lot of people don't know it from the Bunk area, but Lafayette's team is led by Dr. Hines' grandson,
Ethan.
State Representative mm-hmm. Don Hines. Mm-hmm. His name is Ethan Hines. He's from lives in Lafayette. But he put on a show in the game against Lake Charles. I mean, it looked like actual baby professional baseball players playing.
And, you know, he was just, we watched him last year at the Little League World Series.
Right.
We watched him on TV.
Absolutely.
And so just to be in the midst of that team and watching this young man, just, it was,
hijacked the game.
What did you say?
He just hijacked the game. It was just hard to hit the baseball.
It was
five innings. He just put on a complete show and shut South Lake Charles down until he was out, and then South Lake Charles started coming back when they put other pitchers in. But
right, and those kids can pitch like 85 pitches per game. So he pitched his 85, 86 pitches, whatever it was, at the end. And he was just phenomenal. He was electrifying.
He's a prodigy.
He is a prodigy. And just to see the fans cheering him on, DC and I were saying from the first pitch to the 85th or the 86th pitch, he just got stronger. He got more relentless. I mean, it was incredible to see. Why are we talking about this? Because there were a lot of people out there, but there should have been a lot more people out there. If your kids play Little League ball, if they play junior high school ball, this is something that you want to see. And what we did is we went out there even when our teams weren't playing, because we want, it's like I was telling you guys a few weeks ago about putting your kids in that atmosphere, in that energy, so that they can see possibility. So that they can see the next level of play, so that they can begin to visualize it and they can begin to want it. They can begin to say, yes, I can. I want that. It was incredible. And so we want to remind you, Twin Cities, Alexandria, and Pineville, that the tournament is going to be going on through Thursday. So it's a great time. Listen, good family fun, not expensive at all. And it's just good to be in that atmosphere if your kids like sports, especially baseball. It's just great to see. And so we're believing that Lake Charles won last night. We hope we'll get a text or a phone call from somebody at 484-2500 letting us know how that game ended. Avoyelles American Little League, unfortunately, is out, but they did have an incredibly great time. So we want to wish all of the teams that continue to compete good luck. Great sportsmanship, and we want to remind you that Alexandria baseball Alexandria, the city. We're getting a call now. I hope that's about the game. You guys were right on point. Chris, who works right here for Eyes Open with Tony Brown, did an incredible job of hosting and making sure that everything was on point, and we saw him every day during the tournament. Y'all, it does our hearts so good to see kids and family, because that's what it's about. We're telling our kids what we're hoping for, what we're believing for, and to see people come out, just cheer those kids on, loving the game, and such great attitudes. Lake Charles, you know what? You guys are right on point. Your kids have an incredible attitude. They lost to Lafayette on Saturday night, but one of the things that we said was, you know what? They never hung their heads. And what about the coach, DC Fat Cat? Is he on point or what?
Oh, yeah, he definitely is.
And then we want to talk about another little leaguer, DC.
Yes, sir.
Omarion Mingo.
Omarion, that's Leanne's son and Tanja's grandson.
Leanne and Chauncey Mingo and Tanja Williams' grandson. He was also an Avoyelles All-Star. And you know what? He's a little All-Star.
Absolutely.
What age group is that? Is that the...
They're in the, I'm thinking the 7, 8, 8.
Yeah, and so you have the 7 and 8.
But he was the MVP of his group.
Omarion was the MVP, and you talk about a kid with a sweet spirit. It's Omarion. And you know what? All of these kids, we got to teach our kids how to compete. But we all love to win. And let me tell you, there's nobody who loves to win more than David Christmas the first. But what we're teaching our kids is, even when you don't win, you still have to have a good attitude. And that's really what it's about. Because anybody can win. But what does your attitude look like when you're not winning? And that's what I was saying about South Lake Charles. On the back of their T-shirts, I love what they have. They have one team, one dream. And that's what it's about. It's about a group of kids coming together, gelling, being on point. So we say to all of the Little League All-Stars, welcome to Alexandria Pineville. The best is yet to come. You're on point. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this. South on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need. Every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry flavor Chiller at McDonald's. Cold, smooth, made with 100% fresh, fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy, it combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. They are absolutely dedicated to excellence, and we want to remind you, summer is winding down. Yes, parents are looking through the closets, trying to find what fits, what doesn't. You know you're going to need school shoes, school supplies, the also daunting school list that's probably posted in Walmarts and surrounding areas this morning. Well, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is making it easy and affordable if you need to get a loan, to get back to school clothes, to get supplies, to get school uniforms, to get what you need to get your kids started. Well, you can start at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. You can go to their website at www.heartcu.org, or you can phone them at either of their any of their three locations, 318-473-4562 or 318-264-4562. They're at Coliseum, they're at Edgewood Drive in Pineville, and they're at Commerce Street right here in Alexandria. So go to their website and more information will be available there, or just call those locations. Also, Davis One Stop. It doesn't matter if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. If there's one stop that you need to make, it's Davis One Stop. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Many of our Little Leaguers are going to be visiting McDonald's, so we want to remind you that they're good, clean restaurants right here in the city of Alexandria. McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to this Monday morning on the OPT Network. It's Monday, July 23rd, 8:05. a.m. We hope that your morning is getting started in a fine fashion. As we said earlier, just shake yourself loose, get your mind right, get focused, and get ready to have a good day. You know, one of the things that we were thinking about and we wanted to talk about this morning as we were talking about competition, and Friday we were talking about disappointments, and sometimes things just stick in our spirit, and we believe when that happens that God wants us to just talk about it and remind you that there is a shifting going on in the atmosphere. And so many people are being shifted from one season to the next. And so DC and I were talking about this last night because we got yet some more disappointing news about someone that we care a lot about on yesterday. And we came back to that word, shifting. And you know, when you're going through a shift, whether you're changing jobs, whether you have made a decision to leave your place of employment and start your own business, or you've been downsized, or even worse, or what seems to be even worse, you've been fired from a job. And DC said something so powerful last night as we were talking about it and traveling. He said, when you get fired from a job, it just speaks to possibility. And that's a word that we have embraced and that we use a lot. And so this morning, what we want to do is we want to take this opportunity to encourage you if you are in a shift. If your season is shifting and it doesn't feel good, it feels like a tree that's being pruned away, that those branches are being clipped off. And during the clipping, during the cutting process, if you will, it doesn't feel good because you can feel that you've been cut. But if you will move past the pain, and don't get me wrong, if you've been fired, and I have, and many of you have, it hurts. It hurts your feelings. It hurts your ego. It just hurts because it makes you feel like maybe you just weren't good enough or you just didn't do a good enough job. Well, sometimes God does for us what we can't do for ourselves. And sometimes when he is trying to shift you from one thing, one place, one season to the next, he'll do for you what you don't have the courage to do for yourself. And that's, he'll move on somebody, some employer, to just say, you know what, you're fired. We're no longer going to need your services. But instead of looking at woe is me, And don't get me wrong, you've got to grieve about it. You got to feel what you feel, because when we lose jobs, seemingly we lose a lot. We lose our source of security. We lose a sense of being defined by your job and your position and your title. But DC and I were talking last night and we said, you know what? No matter what happens in this walk that we're in, we know who our real source is. So if you're sitting at your desk or you're sitting, laying in bed or wherever you're listening this morning, I believe that this is a word, DC, for somebody. Know who your source is. Know who your real, true source is. And that source is that higher power. We call him God. Know who that source is, because, you know, just as Teresa Bowie talked and Lisa Robinson last week when we were having Girl Talk, we had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. We had a lot of serious conversation. Some people, Teresa was out of a job for 4 months. Lisa's still out of a job for 6 months. But you know what? It's like we tell Deuce Christmas every day, attitude is everything. And you've got to have an attitude of gratitude, even when you're in the pit. And so I've been just talking to a lot of people about what faith is. And this is where the rubber meets the road. When you have something in your life that seems so catastrophic, so gut-wrenchingly hard, will the rubber meet the road with your faith? Or are you going to just talk about it? Or are you going to be about it? And so, DC, this is where a lot of us, we really get into a struggle as to whether or not we're going to have faith. And everywhere we look, you see, people are going through something. Everybody is going through something. And even we're going through, even as we come on the air and we talk, everybody's going through something. So don't think that, you know, we're sitting here, you know, pie in the sky and we don't have problems and we don't have challenges, because we do. But we make a decision. And DC, you said something really, really interesting this morning. He said, because we were a little bit tired from the weekend, because we had a full weekend starting Friday on, and it didn't stop. And we didn't get into bed last night until after midnight. He said this morning, he said, good thing our job is not really work, you know, because once we're up and I'm having my green tea this morning and we're up and we're going, it doesn't feel like work. But every single morning that we grace the microphone, we understand that it is an opportunity. We don't take it for granted. And we want to empower you to live better, to do better, to be better, to think better. And I know that a lot of my sister friends and even my brother friends are going through this morning, but we want to say, hold your head high and just know that when one door closes, another one will surely open. And in this journey and in this process, it doesn't happen exactly when we want it. It doesn't happen in our time. But it matters what you say when you're going through. And so we want to encourage you to speak well of what you're going through and know that God has a great plan for your life. He's got a great plan for those dreams and those visions that he put in your heart. He's got a great plan, and our finite minds, our little bitty thinking, could never match the infinity of what God has for you. And I believe that this is a word, we believe that this is a word for somebody that's listening, that's feeling very blue on this wonderful Monday morning. And we want to say, pick yourself up, pull yourselves up by the bootstraps, live to fight another day. Don't be defeated by your circumstances, because where you are is not where you will be ultimately. Pick yourself up, shake yourself loose, and figure out what God has for you today. Because after all, if you're here, you've got a chance. Possibility exists. Let me get a break here. We'll be back. You're on point, everybody.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, president of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, we want to remind you about the free mammograms that are being offered. And this is through the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, the monies that were raised, that's part of the money that's being used for those free mammograms. So we want people that are listening, that are ladies who are listening, that are 40 years old and older, we want to remind you, if you haven't had your mammogram, there is no excuse now. They are offering free mammograms while the money is available. So we want to encourage you to get on the phone and make that appointment. 40 years old or older, it doesn't matter if you have no insurance or you're underinsured. Log on to this great opportunity. Catch this opportunity. And you know what? Push past your fear. It doesn't matter whether you haven't had a mammogram in years. You know, we talked to a lot of people last year as we were raising money for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Lots of women hadn't had mammograms in years. And we're afraid, so we want you to push past your fear and get that done. Also, get wired satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so many savings when you phone Get Wired Satellites. What they do is they actually craft what you're looking for with the channels that you prefer to watch, whether they're sports channels, whether they're entertainment channels. They create a plan just for you, and they make it cost effective. The number to phone is 318-767-2220. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. We want to remind you that if you're in the Pineville area, McDonald's of Pineville is the place for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, as we talk about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, we've told you that this year, On Point Talk is going to be a presenting media sponsor along with our affiliate, KAYT. 88.1. And, you know, we want to just remind you that last year we pushed and pushed and pushed. And this year we're going to continue to push to fight breast cancer, to eradicate breast cancer, to make you more knowledgeable. We say it every single time we take the mic. Knowledge is power. The more knowledge you have, the more information you're equipped with to make a better decision. 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will be affected by breast cancer. 1 too many women are dying from breast cancer, and it is a problem that we hope to solve by raising money, but not only raising money, but by raising awareness. And we would ask you to join our team this year in the fight against breast cancer. You know, we realize that a lot of people last year didn't get involved. I don't know if it was just because you were shy or just because you didn't know what to do, but so many people did join Team OPT, and we're going to continue to encourage people, DC, to get involved, to be the change that you want to see. And for all of the people that we met on this journey, especially those people that called us up at our offices, and let me give you that office number. It's 318-445-5658. Our office is located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria, and the zip is 71302. Now, although we broadcast from the station where we are on Masonic Drive, our offices are actually at Government, at the Government Street location. And every day that we were talking about the race, we had message after message after message of people just saying, I don't know what I can do, but I want to get involved. I think I can help. And so we want to encourage you to just call our office at 318-445-5658 and say, hey, we want to get involved. What can we do? And the people that got involved, DC, were some of the most unlikely people. But when they got involved and they threw their heart over the bar, they just couldn't believe how gratifying it was to help someone else. And so that's what sowing a seed is about. You think that you're helping yourself, but you're actually helping someone else. You're making someone else's life and their day and their journey just a little bit better. And I'm telling you, we are so grateful for all of the hundreds of people that got involved in last year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. But this year, we're looking for an even bigger turnout. And people are telling us, people are calling up already. We want to thank Big Easy. He's already called DC and said, hey, what can I do to support the vision of Team OPT? Octavia has already gotten on point, and so many other people. They say Team OPT, we're on board. We've had so many people to call and email and say, okay, what are we doing? Well, we're going to be letting you know there are lots and lots of fundraisers that are going to be happening. There's going to be lots to do, lots for everybody to do, and we want you to get your running shoes ready. And I mean that in the metaphorical sense. We are all going to walk, but if you're a runner, you can run. But we want people to join the team and walk. Walk and race for this cure. You know what? It was such an incredible fellowship of love with the 6,000 plus people that converged on downtown last year. And we all came together on one accord. And that is, we came together for those people that we know and love that have fought and are winning the fight against breast cancer. We came together for those people who have lost the battle. But the point is this, and we came together for those people that are still fighting. And my point is that when we come together as one, on one accord, you know, the word says where two or more come together. Well, you know what? We had some 6,000 DC that came together. And you know, when we get into agreement, there's something that's so magical that happens and so electrical that happens in the earth realm. You know, and we just want to say to you, if you sat on the sidelines, if you sat on the bench last year, so to speak, the metaphorical bench, or you sat on your hands and you just wouldn't push past whatever was holding you back, we'd say to you this morning, 318-445-5658. there is something for everyone to do. Marilyn Quinney called us, DC, already.
Yes.
So many people on point. And, you know, a lot of the vision and most of what we did last year was just what God gave you to do to make this race just a little bit bigger and a little bit better and to put information out there. And this year, your heart is just as big and just as strong for this race, DC. And I want you to talk to all of the people within our listening area and let them know what we need them to do this race season.
Well, there's going to be a lot of ways that people can get involved in what's happening in Central Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, breast cancer is it's deadly amongst women 40 and over, and it does not discriminate. It is taking people's lives, and it doesn't have to.
Right.
A lot of people really are just not taking advantage of the early detection, and a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a lot better than it was 10, 15 years
right.
ago. But there's still absolutely no reason for anybody to have the type of complications and death
mm-hmm.
that people are having as a result of not doing what it is that they need to do. Right now, people can get free mammograms
mm-hmm.
as a result of the race last year. So we're expecting for the race this year to be even bigger. There's going to be many, many ways that people can get involved. Of course, there's always the simple way of sending a donation. We're going to have all types of fundraisers that we're going to be doing that people can get involved in. And basically, you just have to kind of tune in to On Point Talk with Carla at Christmas to see what we're going to be doing. We've got things on the drawing board right now. Some of the things we did last year that were highly successful,
mm-hmm.
such as the Mega Raffle. We would definitely be doing the Mega Raffle again. Last year, we gave away a car.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we don't know exactly what the prizes are going to be, but we do know that they're going to be big because we know that God can make it even bigger
mm-hmm.
than it was last year. So, you know, we anticipate greatness with that. And, of course, there's going to be new people that are going to evolve this year
mm-hmm.
because they've come up and God has given them new and fresh and innovative ideas
mm-hmm.
that they're going to present to us, and we'll be more than happy to finance them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just would like to impress upon people to be the change that you would like to see in this disease and in the fight against breast cancer. And we're going to do all that we can to assist you
mm-hmm.
in being the change that you're going to be, because, of course, we can't do everything and we can't be everywhere.
Right.
And this is a broad territory, this area, Central Louisiana. So it's a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people in different cities who, a group of people who would like to come together and say, look, we would like to be the change that we'd like to see in this area.
And DC, let me stop you right there before you go, because I want you to, you got a really, really amazing phone call last week from Tanja Williams, our sister, my sister-in-law, your sister, our sister. And she just off the top just
right.
blessed us with what she wants to do.
Absolutely. She's got some things that she would like to do this year at the race. Of course, you know, Tanja has Tanja's professional tax service in Bunkie, and she also has a store there where she does
beauty supplies.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a lot of ideas already that she's put on the table. And basically what we're saying to people who have those ideas is we back you 110%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything that we can do. But Tanja came up and said, look, you don't have to do anything, but just give me the go on doing it. And so she's come up with some ideas, and we'll be letting people know how they can, you know, get involved and
mm-hmm.
do different things. But a lot of times you can just kind of listen to what we're saying, and you can decide that this is something that I can do to help raise money, me and the people in my sphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what we can do, and we would like to do it. It's just about the action.
Right. And how much did that bless us for Tanja to call and just out of the clear blue?
Absolutely.
I mean, well, she's heard us, I'm sure, talking about the race. And Tanja, we want to just take this opportunity to thank you personally.
Absolutely.
She and her husband Sam came out last year, and they worked at the table and they organized everything, and they were just so incredible. And you know what she said? And DC shared this conversation with me, Tanja. She said, you know what? I just want to be a blessing to you all and to the race. You know? And
right.
she said, you know, this is what I want to do. And it just, it blessed us so much. And Tanja, people like you and Sam and the people at your business, that's what we need. We need the heart of Central Louisiana to come together. We need to come together on one accord to make this race bigger, better, and greater every year.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is really a good segue in to talk about Reverend Augustine in Cottonport, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to add also that Reverend Augustine and some of the ladies from his church are going to be on the show tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
you know, speaking to what moved on their hearts to cause them to do some of the things that they did.
Absolutely.
They are certainly to be commended. He's probably going to be bringing Miss Teresa Jenkins Anderson or Miss Dorothy Eldridge Hernandez
mm-hmm.
or Alicia Eldridge. They're going to come in and they're going to speak about being the change that they wanted to uh-huh. see in their community.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they said some people in their church were suffering from the disease and they're doing a lot better, and that they wanted to get in and be involved in it
mm-hmm.
because they actually, and we'll let them say more about it. But, you know, if you're out there and you're wanting to get in, we're gonna put the spotlight on it.
Absolutely.
I mean, because more people needs to participate. We need more people to participate and get involved and use the talent that God has given you to help somebody else.
And let me just say this, because there are always going to be naysayers. There are always going to be doubters. This is not a white disease. This is not a black disease. This is not a Hispanic disease. This is not an Asian disease. This is a disease that attacks 200,000 women. An estimated 200,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer every year. And of those 200,000 women, DC, 40,000 women will surely die. Statistics bear it out. And so what we're telling you is that we know that approximately about 1,700 men are diagnosed with breast cancer, and 450 men will die each year, a small percentage. Yes, we're concerned about our men, but we are concerned about those women that are dying younger and younger every year that are getting breast cancer. So let me just say to you, if you're sitting on your soapbox and you're Monday morning quarterbacking and you're wondering why, well, this is why. We're going to say it probably just this once, because I don't think that it bears repeating, that this is a disease that is not any ethnic group specific. But if you want to get specific, African-American women are dying at a rate higher than any other ethnic group. So I would say to you to get up, be the change that you want to see. We would encourage churches to get involved. You don't necessarily have to be part of Team OPT. You know what? Because it's not about Team OPT. It is about fighting breast cancer. It is about saving the lives of women who are the heart of our communities. They are the heart of our family. Women take care of everybody. We want to encourage you to take care of yourself and to stop condemning, stop judging, and do something. We want to encourage DC churches like Reverend Chris Augustine's church. We want to encourage those churches, and we said it last year, if every church simply picks up a dollar from every parishioner and gives that money over to breast cancer, it will create change. With research, we had Dr. Lisa Newman on, who is one of the foremost leading experts in researching breast cancer, who travels to Africa to see about the gene that affects especially African-American women, how it migrated from Africa and is a part of our genetic makeup. And so we have fought hard, and we will continue to fight hard to educate you, to help us all understand, because I'm not a rocket scientist. I just read. We read so that you'll want to. We read to try to give you this information, to try to encourage you, to empower you. And so this is one of many pleas that we'll make to you, to our community, to our churches. Please do something. There are women right now in the body of Christ that are sitting on the pews every Sunday that have got the right makeup, the right hair, the right outfit. Their shoes are on point, but they're suffering with breast cancer. And you know what? Nobody knows because of the guilt and the shame and those secrets, do you see, that we don't share. So we're saying that now is the time. 40,000 women dying every year is too many. 200,000 being diagnosed every year is too many. And I promise you, as long as we have this forum, we're going to fight to be the change that we want to see in the world. Let me tell you something. If you see the OPT cruiser on the road, one of the things that we want you to take note of is not my picture, but the dots. The dots on the map of the United States of America, because we, right here at the OPT Network, we're connecting people from all parts of this great United States of America. And they're coming right here on our airwaves, and they are encouraging, uplifting, and enlightening us. Find something that you can do, lest you do nothing. You're on point, everybody. I'm not preaching this morning, but I want you to be the change. And I want you to think about being the change that you want to be. Don't just think about it, be about it. Let me get a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, Anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSale with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:43. It's Monday, July 23rd, and we hope that your morning is off to a great start. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Of Oyles Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-6695, and let's not forget that we are in hurricane season, so we want to make sure that your insurance is on point. Again, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, HicksonHasIt.com. That's www.HicksonHasIt.com. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts. Also, the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Play and stay in Of Oyles Parish for great food, great fun, great fellowship. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. That's Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. For more information about screenings, about heart information, you can phone them at 318-442-0106. You can also find them on Facebook, or you can go to their website at www.lacvt.com. If you're just joining us, it's Monday, and we're off to a great work week. Monday is an incredible day. We're going to just keep saying it until we start to believe it. We're going to value Monday as much as we do Friday, because the better we start off, the better we're going to end up. And before we went to break, we were talking about the race for the cure, and we're kicking off. We're going to be telling you more, giving you more information, telling you more about how you can get involved in this year's 2012 effort in the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And we're going to be telling you about, we're going to be bringing doctors in from all parts of the country. Gabrielle Union, the actress who is also a spokesperson for breast cancer, we're going to be bringing her in. She had a very, very close friend that died from breast cancer, and her friend had a very specific message that she wanted to send to all the people that Gabrielle could touch. And that is the message that we're going to be bringing. Don't wait. Get your mammogram. Know your body. I love what Angie Roberts says. Know what your normal is so that you'll know what is abnormal in your body. And I'm paraphrasing, but in other words, know yourself. Know your breast. Look at your breast. Touch your breast. Know when there are changes in your breast. And you know, more than anything, ladies, be your own advocate. When you really know your body and you know that there is a change, let's not wait. Let's not bury our heads in the sands. Let's be proactive. And I said it before we went to break, and I truly, truly believe it. I believe that when we reach women, you reach so many, because women are the heart. They are the glue that hold families together and go out and work diligently in communities and go out and fight nationally. So ladies, we have a specific motive for targeting you, and that's because we want you to be healthy. We want you to be whole. And we know that when you're healthy, when you're whole, that, you know what? There's no stopping us. There's nothing we can't conquer. But when we're sick and when we're weak and ailing, you know what? We can't get to work. We can't get the job done. So I want to encourage you to go to our website, and I'm going to give it again. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. You can leave us an email there. You can leave us your information there. Or you can just reach out to us if you're not an emailer. You can call us at 318-445-5658. You know what? We are wanting to create an even bigger group of people. Last year we had probably almost 100 people that walked alongside of us. And you know what? It didn't matter what color, it didn't matter what religion, it didn't matter where you worked or what you did or how much money you had. It was just a group of people, men and women. So many husbands came out and supported this effort as well. Husband and wife teams like Hank and Jean Williams, Ashley and Steve Figgins, Darlene and Maurice St. Romain came out. Mary Boyd Smith and James Smith came out. You guys, and Octavia and Johnny Williams came out. Tanja and Sam came out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I can't tell you how incredible it was, ladies, for us to have our husbands out there, to have those men out there that just really, they manned up. And they came out and they supported. And we want to invite all of you who walked with us last year and who said, hey, we want to be part of Team OPT. We would love for you to join us. Again, we invite you. And even if you want to break off and you want to start your own team, we support that. We want to hear about that. But we want to raise money. We want to raise money so that we can give to the cause. And I'm telling you, every single person, DC, that joined the team, that worked with us, said to us how gratified they were, how gratified their hearts were to be a part of this. We can't forget about Laura and Deborah down in Bunkie, Laura Francisco, Laura Christian Francisco, and Deborah down in Bunkie. What's Deborah's last name? Do we remember? Robinson. Deborah Robinson. Deborah, you know our name. And her husband, Winston Robinson. And you know what? You guys, I know that you're in different places. I know that you, a lot of people have shifted. But we're depending on you guys. We're depending on you to do something this year. We're depending on new people, newbies, to get involved and to step up. And you know what? What we found about each other is that we're all very warm. Nobody needs to be afraid. It was just, it's just a warm, friendly atmosphere. And DC and I really try to be very warm and open. We're just really folk, easy folk to deal with. We're country folk right down from Bunky, Louisiana. We love our hometown. Bunky is incredible. You know, they showed up and showed out for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Bunky, we thank you. We thank all of the cities across this great state that showed up in the fight. Y'all, we need you, and we're expecting to see you on point for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Let me get a quick break.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team. You know what? Darlene has an incredible team down there in Bunky and Opelousas and even in Baton Rouge. And Darlene, we say good morning to you and your team this morning in Bunky. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for 35 years of experience. And I'm going to tell you, there's not a more pleasant place that you can take your vehicle where you can be rest assured, women especially, that brother is not going to give you anything that you don't need. You can trust the great folks at Daryl's Auto Service. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Also, our friends at Southwest Beverage Safety give an incredible message about safety. And if you want these messages, all you got to do is log on to www.beresponsible.com. Go to Southwest Beverage website and log on for their safety messages. Well, you know, this morning as we're wrapping up this morning's show, we just want to remind you about the power of positive thoughts. And you know what? You may or may not believe it, but one thing that I learned this past weekend is this. And I really want you to listen really closely because I think to some degree we're all guilty of it. If you keep putting the same thing in, those same negative thoughts in, that same negative mindset in, and you expect by some miracle that something different is going to come out on the other side, well, we know, everybody knows that that's called insanity. So if you keep putting the same thing in and you expect a different result, you're insane. And it's tough. I know I'm not beating you up, but what I'm saying is this. Put something different in on this Monday morning. If you're doing the same thing every single Monday morning and you're saying, woe is me, every single Monday morning, and you make it through the day. And listen, there are going to be principalities that work through personalities. That means just the devil, he works through people to throw you off your game. Uncle New used to say, to knock your edge off. You don't let it happen. You know how you counter that? You counter that with something good and positive. Don't let anybody knock your edge off, because there are forces, negative forces in the atmosphere that are working to knock your edge off. And in order for you to attract what you desire in life, what you want in life, you have to master your mind and your thinking. You've got to master that if you want to get what you have, what you want to have. You've got to master what you're thinking and what you're saying. And it starts with you. Don't let anybody dictate your good, positive thinking this morning. Y'all, it's been so quick. We're already out of time. Again, we want to welcome all of the folks to our great city, the Twin Cities, Alexandria and Pineville. And we want to encourage you to be great hosts. I know that you are already, but we're going to be playing baseball up until Thursday. So be good to our visitors. I know that you will. Welcome all of you to the OPT Network. We're out of time, but we'll be talking to you and about you every single morning as the tournament progresses. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much, but God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.